Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Crossover!
Oh, killer crossover!
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over. Next
to
him.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
It's time for the crossover. John and Josh are here. Hello, boys.
Hey.
And we have added another to the list of people who have done 8 straight hours of radio on this radio station.
You pulled a Lula today, John.
I did a Ravi. Yeah, mm-hmm. Pulled a Ravi. Yeah.
How is your voice?
I'm doing pretty well.
I saw you had a Red Bull in here.
I did have a Red Bull.
I was going to stop and get an energy drink, but then I realized I don't have the energy to go inside and get the energy drink.
Did you have an energy for the energy?
Right. It was enough just to get out of the car and put the little nozzle in the gas tank. Stood there and I was like,
are you under the weather today, John?
No, it's just I hate 8 o'clock tips.
Oh,
very
yes.
Late night night. So
want me to grab you one from the vending machine?
And then you make that journey back to Lincoln.
So. And then you make the journey back to Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
The problem with the energy drinks we have in the vending machine is they're the full sugar ones.
I don't do those either.
The white monsters are zero sugar.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, you want one?
Oh, well, then I'll go grab one during the break. Thank you for the information. Yeah, I can't. I mean, they're like intense enough flavor-wise as it is with the fake sugar that I can't even imagine what it would be like with the real thing.
I can't do the full sugar anything anymore.
Like, no, I just do coffee.
Coffee. It's just coffee black.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite player from the
Coffee Black.
My favorite player from the Flint, Michigan Tropics.
I showed that movie to my wife for the first time.
My wife.
There it is.
And I don't think she liked it.
I watched it when it came out. I didn't like it, and that was something I remember that John probably thought I was an idiot about. Like first when
I might have
when I first met him, but then I watched it at the beginning of the pandemic. I liked it a lot.
I love that movie.
So I think I was just probably a young idiot.
Which movie?
Semi-pro.
Oh.
Semi-pro.
Will Ferrell as a basketball owner.
Will Arnett. Yeah,
the ABA. Will Arnett.
I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Woody Harrelson.
Who?
I was way too young to see that movie.
Who is who's the guy who plays the husband?
Rob Corddry.
I love
my
that.
Ex, you old dog.
I love that character because.
Oh yeah, him.
Because he's a. Well, we can
he's
say
he's a voyeur.
I don't know what you say. Oh yeah, I didn't know what you were going to say. Yeah, we're allowed to say that word.
He's a voyeur.
Yeah.
Remember way back when Josh, you debated on
if I could say this word? Yeah, I asked many people, and then finally I just said it.
You just said it.
Yeah. Well, I've been called that on Twitter before.
Oh, yeah. That used to be quite the insult back in the day. People don't really I haven't heard that word in a while. Yeah.
I was criticizing Barstool Sports
and Dave Portnoy. And that's what you got called?
On Twitter, yeah.
Oh, Porty Boy to talk to you?
Not him. One of his minions.
One of his millions of minions or hundreds of millions of minions or whatever.
Nice.
Jeez.
It almost ruined my day.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Because that was my burner, John. It was actually me.
That was you?
Yeah.
Oh. That you were just testing it out, testing the waters of how to use the word appropriately.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, I'll just say it on the radio.
Got it. Gotcha.
Jeez.
A hippie 1999 asks on the video stream, happy, happy, joy, joy, or will it be tense again? I think today is going to be a less tense day. Was it tense in the morning, John?
No, we talked to Sip this morning.
I heard. What was the way? Ulterior motives is what he
said.
Wait,
did he say that? Did he say that
people... He said that people have ulterior...
That people who predict that Nebraska will not have a winning season have ulterior motives?
I believe so. So you, John, are one of these people.
Well, I don't get that. How is a prediction an ulterior motive?
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to have him back on next week on Wednesday.
Look, I'm just a fill-in.
I know.
Feel like you waded into waters that were like, what the hell is going on now?
I would not classify the interview with Sip as tense this morning.
Good. That's good.
Wow. See, that's just bizarre to me. So I think that...
It has me concerned, John, for a long, arduous offseason. John's.
Don't you...
I think there's going to be friction about this.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I thought everyone was like super excited about
stuff.
Well,
yeah. I mean, you've got, and I still don't know, you got Ed Foley touring the state.
Uh-huh.
You've got the pictures going everywhere, and mm-hmm. Matt Rule's in St. Louis now. He's doing interviews.
With the mayor?
He's being happy.
Ed Foley's in Fremont today. Did you see that?
Did he
make it finally?
He visited Fremont High and Bergen.
I would hope he would hit both. I mean, they're in the same town.
Where would you go, John, or where would you have someone go?
And he's up to 9,999 tweets. So his next tweet is tweet 10,000.
Awesome. So you, John, someone's like, hey, I'm going to Fremont. Where should I go to eat? Are there even like non-chains in Fremont? It's like a bunch of Raising Cane's and McDonald's.
I'll be honest with you.
Is there a non-chain?
I don't get home enough to really know. I think there is still a cafe that is on Bell Street that my parents would go to. I mean, there used to be back in the day. Everyone used to go to Al's Cafe for the chicken fried steak, which was great.
Al's?
Al's Cafe, but it's gone.
Oh, okay.
It's gone.
All right. Fremont restaurants.
I believe an old classmate of mine owns a Mexican restaurant in town, but I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
La Hacienda Mexican Restaurant.
It could be that. I honestly don't know.
And catering.
It used to be.
Diner?
Oh, yeah, Mel's. That's, I think that's the one that's in the old, you know how they used to put diners in old train cars?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They refurbished one.
There's a steak and sushi house. That's got to be a local joint. Ninja Steak and Sushi?
Ninja is a
Wow. That,
oh,
that
is
would,
it really?
That would honestly surprise me if people actually went to a steak and sushi
Ninja
restaurant
Japan.
In Fremont.
La Fireproof Door Co.?
L.A. Fireproof Door Co.
L.A. Fireproof Door Co.
Probably couldn't eat those.
There's a couple of those. There's one in
Anita's?
Norfolk, too.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot
honestly,
of chains, though.
I'll be honest with you. I couldn't make a good recommendation. Back in the day, I could have.
Hey, here's another
Aurora's
Mexican
Kitchen.
Senior Tequila Mexican Restaurant.
Aurora's Kitchen and those massive, big, puffy tacos.
I'll tell you what I know is so in good. Fremont because I had to go there. There is a local sporting goods store in Fremont. I know this because my kid was starting soccer, playing for Evolution Soccer Club, and we had to go to this sporting goods store in Fremont to get his uniform.
Really?
And I didn't understand it. Why do I have to go to Fremont for my son to play soccer in Omaha?
Interesting.
See, I'm trying to remember the legacy, the name of the place.
I don't remember the name of it.
We used to have a Nebraska Sports there, but I think that was kind of a chain.
Irv's?
Irv's Deli. Now, see, Irv's.
Santa Ana's?
Irv's is still good. But it's not the original Irv's.
Okay.
But it's still good.
Okay.
It's still good.
It seems like there's a few spots. JD says the LA Fireproof Door Co. is good.
I don't even know what that is.
What is it?
It's like upscale pub food.
Oh, okay. Like
it's good.
Gastropub.
What's the address?
Or a restaurant.
I can look it up.
Oh, I thought you had the address.
No, there. I closed the browser.
Oh.
325 North Main.
So it's downtown.
When I hear that, I don't think of a restaurant. That's a weird name.
L.A. Fireproof Door?
Huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was fine.
I'll have to ask the parents about that.
It sounds like they sell doors and not food.
Well, yeah, it does.
Maybe that's the point, Nick.
Then I don't
burgers,
understand.
Baskets and bowls.
It's a hipster name.
I don't understand.
If I like this menu. This just seems like a place that I'd go try.
Yep.
Pork tenderloin.
I would.
All right, I'm going to go try
the
this place.
The wooden windmill.
I go to Fremont. I was there for Christmas.
The wooden windmill is like our Applebee's in Fremont. Mm. They try to do everything.
And they have Applebee's as well.
And they do have Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We used to have some really good restaurants back in the day when I was growing up.
What are you guys going to talk about today?
I think this.
Fremont restaurants.
Fremont restaurants.
Yeah,
all
Brian
day,
says, love this
hours.
Fremont Yelp talk. Can you guys cover Norfolk's restaurant scene next? That could be our new band.
Now listen, I do love Fremont. It's my hometown.
No, Norfolk. Damn it, I ruined that joke.
I've been very, very critical of Norfolk, but Pranger's Steakhouse was really good.
Yeah?
And the onion
Pranger.
Rings. The onion, it
hardly
wasn't even,
newer.
It was onion strings, not onion rings. It was one of those where they bring out the big heap of, like,
yep.
just a fried onion
strings. Onion
strings
a little overrated. I'd rather have a ring than a string.
Oh, these strings were really good, though.
You can keep them.
These were really good.
I'll take a string.
Yeah, I'd rather have a ring.
There used to be a...
Put a ring on it.
I haven't been in Norfolk in a while. There used to be a Whiskey Creek in Norfolk. I know.
That was kind of a chain. Yeah, it was a regional chain or a local chain.
But it wasn't
Norfolk
bad.
Is where I discovered Subway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the first place I ever had
eat
Subway.
Eat fresh.
And we used to get the pizza sub, which was not on the menu.
Was this back in the day where the way they cut the sandwich was the old way?
When they basically cut the little tunnel out of the bread.
And it was a bread cradle to lay the meat in.
I remember the first
people
time
really
I saw
liked that, didn't they?
I was like, first off, I was mesmerized because, you know, you're looking over this bar of toppings and trying not to, you know.
Don't lean on the glass.
Trying not to lean on the glass. And then you watch them cut the bread and you're like, wait a minute. They're going to.
What is this?
I don't understand. And then you get the sandwich and you eat the sandwich. And you're like, oh, okay, this kind of works. Because then the meat nestles in like a curve, you know,
it's
like
a cradle.
And then
like
they put the bread on top of it, right?
And they put the
meats
in the cradle.
I don't remember.
That was amazing. That was before my time.
Yeah. I did like Subway when I was growing up. I was a big fan.
I cut a wedge out of the top of the bread and it would form like this cradle. You let all the stuff
I love
in there.
That.
So it wasn't bisected. It was just, it was like a cradle.
The meat cradle.
Bring it back. I wish I could have had that.
I wonder why or who decided not to do that anymore.
I think it's
it was probably
about
sign
toppings,
taper, right?
Toppings ratio.
Oh, okay.
You can probably fit more when you just slice it down the middle. Because there's only just that tiny wedge of bread that you have to stick on top of it.
Or maybe you could fit more if they cut it like that and they switched it to the
other
way to save money.
Yeah, who knows?
Or maybe just the talent it took, you know.
See, I wonder if it was a time saver.
I'm betting a lot of people cut themselves trying to do that special cut.
Too many, you know, 17-year-olds severed a finger doing that.
Trent says if this was a food show.
This was a food show.
Nice callback there, Trent.
By the way, the wife did try to get the Runza ice cream today.
Oh, I heard it sold out in 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. She said the line was out the door.
I wish we were influencers. I want to try it. We can't try it now.
I do, too.
We talked to SBH about it this morning, Sarah Baker Hansen.
Yeah.
Did she try it?
She hasn't had it yet. She said she hasn't had any.
Because I know Erin Sorensen, she tried it.
She put out a video.
But she's an influencer. John and I aren't cool enough. Dan Hoppen probably tried it, would be my guess.
These people don't influence me.
I said it this morning. I'm not interested, man. Like
I am just for the bit.
Truly am, because we did have some of their ice cream last week, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
And just, so I think they would do a good job with it.
Vanilla,
but I'm curious because it's like, how are we making this work?
Vanilla ice cream with chili in it? Like,
Well, I mean, it's this, apparently
it's the flavoring.
It's the seasoning mix that Runza uses in their chili is mixed in with the ice cream.
The vanilla ice cream, and then they put chunks of cinnamon roll.
Yeah. Now listen, I had a similar reaction when I heard about chili beer for the first time.
I love chili beer.
I want to
and
try that.
I think we had
some in our fridge, Nick. It's been there for like 8 years, but you could try it.
I had that chili beer in Oregon when we were there many years ago for Creighton baseball, and I was like, man, I love this stuff.
I love Devil's Gap.
Yeah, the
Devil's
jalapeno
Gap
ale from Kincaidr.
Fantastic.
Support local.
Love it.
By the way,
always wanted to use that and try to make a chili, a beer cheese with that.
With the
Kincaidr
Devil's Gap.
Yeah,
that'd be good. I like that.
Bernie says in Norfolk, Stan's barbecue is great. Look, I hope Foley is listening right now because we're just giving him all sorts of recs. Recommendations.
That's Rex.
Rex. R-E-C-S.
Don't say that to a man Rex. Who's driving around the state. We're giving him Rex.
We're giving him Rex. Recommendations.
Did you guys see that Hormel is releasing a chili beer? Chili cheese beer?
I did not.
Wait, Hormel?
Hormel.
A beer?
Yep.
The sliced meat company?
It's in Minneapolis.
Really?
Yep.
Amazing Daniel says, not to trash anybody's business, but my dad made us take him to L.A. Fireproof Door, and I'm pretty sure I needed a tetanus shot. That place was so gross, LOL.
Yeah.
I got a tetanus shot last year, so I think I'd be okay
with
then.
The menu looking as fancy as it was, it kind of surprises me that it would be...
It was fine. It was a fine place.
Yeah?
I didn't have any problems with it.
Interesting.
Didn't need any nails?
No, I didn't step on any either.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good not to step on nails, folks.
Well,
I mean, it doesn't matter if you step on a nail in a dive or if you step on a nail in
a
five-star restaurant.
It's still AM radio.
It's still AM radio, and it's still going to hurt like hell.
Or if you stepped on a nail in the menu.
I just watched it last night.
Oh, sweet. We've all seen it. Have you seen The Menu yet?
I haven't seen The Menu.
You should watch The Menu.
It's on HBO.
All right.
Highly recommend.
I've been consuming a lot of HBO content
lately.
There
you go. It's like an hour and 45 minutes, too. Man, John hates it. I cannot wait to talk
about it. You hated it, John?
Oh, it's going to be great.
He compared it to a movie that he despised that we did early on in the movie club called The Platform.
All right.
And well,
I didn't compare it to that.
You said that this is in the running with
The Platform.
It's
really good, too.
I loved The Platform.
The Platform was not good.
John got so triggered by the poop part of it.
No, I didn't get triggered by it. It was just the movie was so bad. Usually a scene like that would make me laugh hysterically. But by that point, I was like...
That was like 15 minutes in. Was so early.
Was it worse than that one I recommended or I picked that one time?
See, that's
Nick's movie is the worst.
No, that was Divs too.
What was
it? It was
the woman.
The modulation.
You know the thing. The woman did the thing.
The woman did herself. That.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That scene was great. The rest of it sucked.
It was a
Nick
weird
picked
movie.
This movie, John. That I mean, it was
bad.
It honestly is in the running for worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Nice. Good job, Nick.
It was horrible.
Way to go.
It looked, first of all, it looked like a commercial. Like it was shot horribly.
It did kind of look like a commercial.
Any distinction is a distinction worth
noticing.
That's
true. Also, the movie, Stips picked a couple of other weird ones.
I know, Stips.
There was the one where like the woman and the guy, they go home to like her father's house or his father and his parents' house.
It's like this is bad or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember that one? That one sucked.
That was sucked.
There was like a naked guy in it.
Yeah, that was bad.
I liked the Walrus Run for a while.
The Walrus Run was awful.
Thank you. Yeah, I read the book. I hated the book, too.
The Walrus one was terrible.
It was good, and then it just got so weird. I liked the first half of that movie.
Justin Long, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where he turns into... Spoiler alert. Yeah, the guy turns him into a walrus.
Movie deserves to be spoiled. He turns into a walrus, and it's not
who
as
died?
Funny
who
as it
Who died
sounds.
At the end? Do you remember who died? Did everybody die?
My
bad times.
If you
my
can't remember.
Will to live died watching that movie. It wasn't that bad.
John, this got dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yep. So yeah, The Menu coming up tomorrow in the movie club.
You should watch The Menu, John.
I'll have to give it a go.
You'll have to wait for tomorrow.
All right, guys, have fun talking about Nathaniel Hackett and Frank Reich.
Yeah, look at that. NFL coach.
Frank Reich.
All right, John, settle down.
Oh, no.
Matt Rhule's old office is filled. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got caught in a Twitter rabbit hole. People in Carolina still not enamored
Dude,
with Matt
they
Rhule.
Are they triggered.
Oh, boy.
They hate him.
Still.
Matt Rhule is the ultimate, at least for this year, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of sour grapes.
But we may have gotten a cool new drop out of it.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Well,
all right, guys.
Congratulations on your 8 hours and 18 minutes.
Salutations. Thank you.
Way to Lula.
John Schreiner doing his Robbie Lula impersonation.
All right. Have a good show.
You bet. There he is, John Schreiner, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up today, we got Robbie Lula.
What?
What?
We talked to him for like 2.5 hours last night.
He was too lazy to do 8 hours today.
Wow.
He's only going to do 15 minutes.
Wow. Robin Washit. Al Bell,
Roofery's lineup. It is the program. And what will be Ed Foley's 10,000th tweet?
That's the question we all have.
I'm serious, folks. It is sitting at 9999. On 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.